happening at Crabtree. Can you talk about what you saw there or experienced there that spoke to you and what you learned?
Goodness. I think I had a lot more of a connection with the women who worked there than with the people who were coming in to use the services.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the women who worked there on a more regular basis. And after doing the class there, the workshop kind of thing, I felt more of a colleague to them.
Right.
So there was that relationship, and and hearing their stories, and I got to know them very well. So hearing their stories, and you know, a lot of them are, you know, were young mothers recovering from addiction, a lot like the women who come into Crabtree.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, like to hear someone's story, this woman who, you know, conducts these classes or conducts these workshops and is very together, and, you know, and then to hear that years ago she was living on the street and had a drug problem and that kind of thing, that's like, that kind of intimacy of someone's personal history is just so profound. So that really affected me, to see the strength that they had to get through that, and to see where they are now, in terms of someone who I really respected for what, for the work that they did in the community and the work that they've done in their own lives. And
interesting.
Yeah, and I mean, there were women involved in my program that I connected with as well, and they were really amazing too to hear. And that class, it was really a workshop because it wasn't so much a class, but the workshop, you know, you did hear a lot of people's stories,
especially if they're writing. It would be a natural environment where people would talk about their stories.
And so to hear that and that other layer of intimacy was really powerful as well.
So sounds like you felt like they let you into their lives on some level.